Hello, this is Matthew Brett, and you're listening to CKUT Radio. And that's the sound of children playing outside of Canada Malting, an abandoned industrial site along the Lachine Canal, where community groups are organizing to prevent the development of 700 new condo units on the site. For many here, Canada Malting is the last stand against gentrification in the sud-west of Montreal, and the stakes are high between people and profits. Stay tuned as we speak with community organizers and locals about the future of Canada Malting, gentrification, and the slow erasure of Canada's industrial history. I'm talking with Fred Baril right now. He's a community organizer with Papier. And Fred, if you could maybe just introduce yourself by saying a bit about your involvement with Papier.
Sure. Well, the Papier is the housing committee, the committee of tenants in the neighborhoods of St. Henry, Little Burgundy, Côte Saint-Paul, and Villemont. And I'm a community organizer employed by that group of folks.
Great. Okay. And just this past weekend, we were at an event that you organized, your group organized, about the Canada Malting site, which is an industrial site, abandoned, and it seems to be one of the central points of your group's campaigns, at least in St. Henry, trying to preserve that site, preserve its industrial status so that more condo developments don't go in. Could you speak just generally about the campaign and what you're working on?
Sure. Well, as you know, as your listeners are probably familiar with, St. Henry is a former industrial neighborhood, still largely working class, the unemployed poor, which has seen a rapid transformation in the last 10 to 15 years, largely based on the conversion of former industrial buildings into residential projects, which are overwhelmingly condo developments, so private housing. You know, for those who have the means to purchase an apartment at $200,000, $300,000, or $400,000. This has had really devastating impacts on a community where we're still talking about 85-86% of the population who are tenants, talking about, you know, rent increases of 20% or 30% since 2005, construction of close to 3,000 condo units since 2005, as opposed to, you know, in the last administration from 2009 to now, we're in the elections. The construction of 39 apartments that could be called social housing. We generally see the Canada Malting as kind of like the last, the last nail in the coffin for St. Henry as a popular neighborhood. If the developing consortium that is interested in converting that site into 600 or 700 luxury condo units is successful, so we, along with other community groups and residents in the area, are organizing so that there be a freeze on the transformation of the zoning of that site from industrial to residential, which is the goal of the developers and the borough administration, for at least 2 years, so that there can be a real consultation of people in the area, as opposed to the kind of much ballyhooed consultation that has been done both privately with the administration, a private relations firm, and local community groups, and generally, there was the public consultation last spring in June, and then the Doré, Benoît Doré, who's the mayor here in the Southwest administration, who's talking about bringing it to the Public Consultation Office of Montreal. So, we want a real consultation, because, what happens with the Public Consultation Office that, in fact, removes the sole power that residents of Montreal have to block zoning, which is through referendum. Every zoning change has the potential to go to referendum if there's enough citizens who sign petition. But if you go to the Public Consultation Office of Montreal, then the referendum process is bypassed. So we're saying that there needs to be a real consultation process in which the people who live in the neighborhood have the actual power to say yay or nay.
And are there any indications that that's possible? Are there movements in that direction right now?
Well, there is an overwhelming movement in the neighborhood itself. You know, we consistently do door knocking in the neighborhood, and everyone agrees that the one thing that St. Henry does not need is more condos. You know, as I mentioned before, we're talking about close to 3,000 units constructed here in the neighborhood since 2005. And in Quebec generally, there are more condos than there are rich people. You know, the companies like DeVimco, which had the contract to redevelop Griffintown, are now saying that they're going to start building rental units because they can't sell condos anymore. The market is saturated, and so we're saying essentially that you know, low-income tenants who make up this neighborhood shouldn't be held hostage by the negotiations between politicians and developers.
As for the developers themselves, can you tell us a little bit about who they are, what their project is, and their relation perhaps with the municipal government?
I can't really, because it's a bit of a murky area. What we know is that there's a consortium of developers who are interested in the project. We know this because there was a series of meetings, as I mentioned, between local community groups, city officials, folks from the developer, and a PR firm to talk about potential projects. And the city the borough continues to insist that there is no project. But in fact, all of this is an open and good faith consultation to really include people in the area about what they would like to see done with this site. But if you were at the public consultation that was held at Borough Council last June, you would see that, in fact, what is the main question is whether or not that site will be converted to residential usage is already determined. So, you know, we may, in fact, be consulted on what the color of the bricks are for the project. We might be consulted on how much the public coffers are going to pay to decontaminate the site for the private developer, mm-hmm. but not on the basic usage of the site. So I think that's basically that, you know, that gives the lie to the administration's point already, you know, that the fact that it will be developed into residential has been determined, and the fact that we know that here in the Southwest and across Montreal, residential development by and large means condo development.
Right. And if people wanted to find out more about what's happening in St. Henry and the Sud-West in general in terms of gentrification and development, or if they wanted to get involved, what are some of the routes that they could take?
Well, in fact, the main way to do that is to get involved with the POPIR. So, you know, folks can visit our website at popir.org. Give us a call at 514-935-4649 or drop by and see us. We're right next to the St. Henry Metro at 4017 Notre-Dame West. Really, you know, there are lots of folks and collectives and just generally interested residents organizing against gentrification in St. Henry, but a lot of that work gets routed through this office.
Great. Okay. Well, thanks so much, Fred. And we're going to continue following this. And please do contact us with any developments. We'd be happy to continue reporting on it.
Cool. Thank you. Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
So that was Fred Burrill. Fred is a community organizer with PAPIA, a housing rights group based in the Sud-West of Montreal, talking with me about gentrification in the city. Tonight, October the 1st, at 7 p.m., PAPIR is encouraging you to attend the Municipal Council meeting of the Sud-West, where PAPIR will be presenting a long petition to Council demanding that Canada Malting retain its industrial status for another 2 years. This is done in an effort to slow down gentrification in the neighborhood and to have greater consultation. So the Sud-West Council meeting is tonight, October 1st at 7 p.m., and the address is 815 Rue Bel Air on the second floor. You can also watch the council meeting live online through the borough website. And we're going to continue reporting on this story in the coming weeks, speaking with the mayor himself and representatives from Parks Canada. The Lachine Canal is a national heritage site, so we ask Parks Canada what their role is in preserving the area's industrial patrimony. For now, this is Matthew Brett with CKUT Radio. Stay tuned for more community news and sweet music.